Okay, I'd like you to close your eyes down now, because by closing your eyes down, you can become much more relaxed and less distracted by things outside of yourself. So let your eyes comfortably close. Have a shuffle and get into the most comfortable position you can. And when you're in that position with those eyes comfortably closed, I want you to pay close attention to your breathing. I'd like you to pay close attention right now to your breathing and really notice exactly what it feels like every single time you breathe in and every single time you breathe out. I want you to notice the expanding and contracting of your chest. Perhaps noticing the change of tensions of any materials you might be wearing as your chest fills when you inhale, as it expands, and then as it contracts, as you exhale, as you breathe that breath out. You might also notice how the air feels cooler when it enters your nose or mouth as you breathe in, and how it feels warmer when it leaves your body. When you breathe in that air, it's at room temperature. But when you breathe it out, your body has warmed up that air a little bit. Now, in a moment, I want you to begin to count your own breaths, each and every one of them, just to yourself, inside your mind, either as you breathe in or as you breathe out, it doesn't matter. I'll continue talking to you as you begin to count those breaths, but I want you to pay full attention to your counting. So take another deep breath now, and as you exhale, I want you to let go of the worries and concerns of the day and begin to count to yourself right now. Counting each one of those breaths right now. You can count either as you inhale or as you exhale, it doesn't matter. And if you become distracted and forget, that's all right. Just bring your attention back at that point and resume counting. If you don't remember where you were when you forgot, you can start wherever you thought you were. Or you can just start all over again at number one. Just keep counting. As I talk to you, just pay attention to counting those breaths. As you count and I talk, there may come a time when it's just not important enough to keep counting. And when you allow that to happen, just relax even more. So as you count, I'm going to talk to you about some experiences you might have. I'm going to suggest various experiences to you. As I talk, you might find yourself responding fully or partially. You might respond quickly or with some delay. You might respond today, or you might find that you respond tomorrow in ways that are beneficial to you. You might respond predictably. You might surprise yourself. I don't know exactly how you'll respond. How could I know that? But I hope that you'll allow yourself to respond in ways that are helpful for you to overcome your challenge, to overcome any anxiety, any uncertainty, any insecurity, any self-doubt. at the same time as increasing your self-esteem, feeling more comfortable with people around you and more comfortable within yourself. Now, you know how to explain a lot of things, but there are some things you don't know how to explain, but you can still enjoy them just the same. For example, you don't have to know exactly how a television works to enjoy sitting and watching television. And you don't have to be able to explain the changes for good that you experience now or later. Later. And I don't know precisely what time that'll be. How can I know precisely what time it'll be? But later, you will have the opportunity to discover how really well you feel about how you're progressing. And without any need to explain how it happened. I don't know exactly what time it'll be. And in fact, it may not have anything to do with actual time on the clock. But you'll find that it just comes naturally, without paying attention to the time of day. You will just naturally feel more in control, more at peace within. And when these changes occur, you may or may not identify these changes as having occurred as a result of this time now. But when the changes occur now or later today or tomorrow, you can be happy that they occurred. And now that you're in this ideal state of relaxation, I want you to take yourself down to that deeper part of you, the part that knows all about you, the part of you that's always listening. And you're listening to me now, because you've decided that you'd like to be free of the feeling of being stuck, the feeling of uncertainty, the negative feeling that's holding you back. And you've decided that you'll no longer allow limitations to define who you are, what you believe, and what you do. So relax now into this present moment with comfort and ease, and know that good things are flowing towards you. And with each breath, you allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed, more connected, more at peace within. Your mind is powerful, and you have the ability to access the creative part of your mind, to find ways to become unstuck. You know that you have free will to respond to any moment in life, exactly as you choose to respond. So take another deep breath and settle yourself down. Open up that mind. Allow yourself to absorb a little more. Because nobody wants anything from you right now. This is your time. And you are not the self you were yesterday. Today is a new day, filled with possibility. So see each day as a new beginning, with fresh eyes, an opportunity to renew yourself daily. And from this state of deep relaxation, you can access that inner creativity and allow new responses to surface. Allow yourself to open up. see this moment as an opportunity to embrace a change in perspective. Now you can see that there are infinite possibilities. Every day you can feel more and more optimistic, aware, renewed, even excited at all the possibilities ahead. And you realize that when you change your mind, you can change your entire situation. But your mind may want to cling on to those old, familiar ways. Your mind may be indulging in a bad habit, a worn-out self-image that no longer serves you. So it's time to break free from those old patterns of behavior, to find new ways of responding in the moment. On the count of three, you will find that you can release your connection to the past, and you can reconnect to what really matters here and now. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And as you release that connection to the energy of the past, all that old stuff, you can feel an energy within. Because now you're free, creative, and growing, becoming free of those old ways of thinking, taking charge of your own mind. And for some time now, you've felt dissatisfied by the way that you feel. And that's why you're doing something about it. Listening right now is the first step towards creating a more positive self-image. And in this state of relaxation and awareness, with an open mind, you're now preparing to make the changes that you desire, and you can find yourself changing, not just in subtle ways, but dramatic, exciting, and stimulating ways, because you're beginning to realize that you've been given a chance, an opportunity to reinvent yourself in any way you choose. An opportunity to fulfill the dreams that you have. Some people say that life is predestined, mapped out. Others consider that we write our own life script. But the truth is that influences and genetics shape a lot of our character. Genetics are inborn. The influences around us play a major part in how we think, act, and behave. And like a mirror, we reflect our feelings and behaviors, which in turn has an effect on others. So you can now see that circular pattern that to most of us passes by unnoticed. You can see how changing the way in which you react will have a rebound effect. How you can shape your life in any way you wish. You've made a conscious decision right now to create the future that's rightfully yours. Why shouldn't you be successful? Why shouldn't you have that happiness and the joy that you want? Why shouldn't you be loved and cherished, or talented and rich, or whatever it is that you really desire? The answer is easy. There is no reason why you shouldn't. Because you can choose to do whatever it is that you desire to do, as long as it's humanly possible and doesn't involve hurting anyone in the process. So make that decision right here and now, in this moment. To take and continue to take the important steps towards a newer you. To reinvent yourself. you may like to let the dreaming you, the creative part of your mind, conceive an image of exactly how you want to be, exactly how you're going to be. This new and exciting you is manifesting way down in your deeper self. How do you see yourself? Did you change your image? Did you change your personality? Did you change jobs? Or was it the way that you felt and thought and reacted inside? Reinventing in your mind is the first step to making these positive changes in the external world. What your mind can conceive, you can believe, then you can achieve. And you now believe these changes are taking place in your deeper mind, and your unconscious mind unconditionally accepts these new beliefs, for you are changing. You're advancing and progressing and developing in many ways. You've taken the first step towards achieving your goal. And soon, that step can turn into a big stride as you begin to make those inner dreams materialize. Because you've had enough of sitting by, waiting for the good things in life to happen for you, to you. You've had enough of letting life pass you by. Your inner mind knows what you desire, how you desire to be. And from now on, you're going to get out there and make things happen. You're going to live the life you want to live, and learn new things, try new things, and know that you can be successful. You know that you can be happy, or loved, and cherished, or rich, or talented, or any of the things that you want to be, or that you want to have happen to you. Because you're going to make these things happen, step by step, as you're progressing and advancing, not because I say so, but because you've decided this is going to happen. Some people watch others with envy, and they wish they were more like them. But that's not you, because you accept the things about yourself that you cannot change. And you change all the things about you that you instinctively know that you can do something about. If it's your image, you change it. You take those steps to improving your style or appearance. If it's your confidence, well, you know who you are, how unique you are, and you can appreciate all those qualities, talents, gifts, and skills that make you special. You can develop extra ones that until now have lain dormant within. If it's wealth or career, then you realize that you alone are the master of your destiny. You're not a puppet waiting for others to pull the strings. You're the director in your game of life. You're the star of your show. If it's talent that you want more of, you realize now that most people who are successful from using their talents or gifts, they spend time working on them. But this is easy because they're doing something that they enjoy, passionate about, really want to do. And if you really want to do this, you do. If it's a desire to be loved and cherished, then you know how to play the game of life. You know the winners and the losers in life. You know how to treat people who are special to you. It comes naturally and easily now. Because you have that charm, the charisma, and you genuinely like yourself and others. You like yourself and you like others. Other people like themselves. And when you're around, this makes them like you. And you can always look for a win-win situation. Because you allow yourself to see things from other people's points of view. You now project yourself in a positive way. Conversation can come naturally and easily to you, because you enjoy connecting to others, being around other people and getting to know them, and letting them get to know you. You've made this conscious decision to create the future that's rightfully yours. No more sitting in the sidelines, watching life pass you by. None of those fears and insecurities or feelings that discourage you. You can examine any negative feelings one by one. And you can discard the ones that you don't need, sending them away. You don't need those negative feelings that hold you back. That's not you anymore. From now on, you can fill your mind with positive, constructive, confident thoughts, progressive feelings. You can tell yourself that you can do whatever you set your mind to. You can conceive it, believe it, and achieve it. You're changing, advancing, progressing, developing, taking those important steps towards achieving goals. You don't have to do what you've always done. It's not set in stone. You don't have to be who you've always been. You're alive. And as long as you live, you're learning. Learning new skills, new talents, new patterns of behaviors, new reactions, new ways of thinking and feeling and acting and doing. You can do and be whatever you want to do or be, as long as it's humanly possible and doesn't hurt anyone. There may be one particular person, or maybe even several, who have some of the qualities that you desire. So go into your deeper mind now. Travel back into that memory store and allow those people who have inspired you in any way to come forth. Anyone at all with the qualities that you'd like to adopt. And see this person or these people doing the things or saying or feeling or acting in the way that you want to do or think or act or feel. Perhaps you can even make a movie now on the huge screen in your mind. And you can watch carefully at the little nuances that attract you so much within these other people's qualities. And I want you to imagine yourself stepping into that person, acting and doing things the same way that they do. If it's more than one person, step from one into the next, absorbing. As you do this, your inner mind is selecting the qualities that you desire, rejecting any parts of the person you don't want for yourself, just absorbing all the qualities from this person or these people that you desire. And imagine taking it all on board, doing and acting and being the person you really want to be, allowing yourself to confidently carry out your new role in life and feeling great about it. Feel that new energy within you that you're unleashing. Living in this present moment, you become more and more your true self. Allow those positive emotions to guide you. Commit to each moment as a new and fresh experience, because today, right now, you're creating a better version of yourself. Opening up and allowing awareness to expand. Choosing to allow new beliefs and attitudes. Allowing yourself to let go. To find your flow again. To get into the zone, because it feels so good to be in that flow. You find that inner place, that place within you of peace and calm, as you tap into your own deep sense of knowing, being aware, more willing to live your truth, feeling more and more hopeful, noticing all of these new beginnings, opportunities, and possibilities that are entering into life now, opening up to you. And these changes are guiding you towards who you're meant to be. So embrace them. Embrace these changes. Learn from each opportunity. And allow yourself to step into the life you deserve. Become the person you're meant to be. So it's now time to awaken you, and I'm simply going to count from 5 down to 1. When I get to 1, you can open those eyes again and be wide awake, fully alert, feeling good inside. Perhaps even better than you felt for a long, long time. So here we go, starting with 5, slowly becoming aware of the sensations within you. 4, feeling that energy pulsing its way through your body. 3, from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes, just feeling good inside. 2, breathing in refreshing energy, filling up that body. And 1, wide awake, eyes open, take a nice deep breath, have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.